After publishing for 34 years, Philadelphia City Paper will print its last issue next week. The end of the city's primary alternative weekly paper comes as free weeklies across the country struggle to survive, as WHYY's Bobby Allen reports.
Founding publisher Bruce Schimmel says at its height, City Paper had around 300,000 weekly readers and a staff of 50. But today its circulation has dropped to 50,000 with just 8 staffers. Schimmel says despite operating with scant resources, City Paper still offered a perspective on Philadelphia not found in the pages of the city's 2 major dailies. But advertisers found a cheaper home online.
And if anything was going to survive, they were. But you have Google and you have Craigslist, and you cannot deliver an audience that will buy things cheaper.
You know, it stemmed from a tradition of saying we want to be less polite. We want to be a little less chummy, not just singe, but occasionally burn. Among the powers that we want to hold accountable are major media organizations themselves.
NPR's media correspondent David Folkenflik says the style alt weeklies made money on has been appropriated by more mainstream papers. Schimmel says even still, the tradition shouldn't be forgotten.
Norman Mailer distributed the first issues of the Village Voice. Journalism with a voice, with a human voice.
City Paper's intellectual property rights are being sold to Philadelphia Weekly. But City Paper staffers are not expected to have jobs there. And as they wrote in their goodbye note, it's unclear what will happen to our archives. But from what we've gathered, they'll vanish along with us. For WHYY News, I'm Bobby Allen.